Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready for today's adventure? Then let's stomp on in.
Did you hear that? A big friendly roar just rolled over the hill. Whoa! Welcome back to the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. I'm Maggie, and I'm so glad you're here. Are you ready? Then let's stomp on in. Big adventures start with little steps.
This morning, wow, the sun is painting the leaves gold.
It even smells like warm sand and fresh berries near our cozy den. The trees are whispering like they're telling a secret.
Then a new sound ripples through the valley, a big friendly roar that makes butterflies flutter and the wind lean in to listen.
Topsy peeks out first, all eyes and whiskers. Who could that be? She whispers. Rexy's hat does a little dance, and then, whee, flies up on his head like it wants a better view. Tank was carrying a bowl of popcorn, and when the roar rumbled, the kernels hopped like tiny bouncing pebbles across the path. He blinks, then grins, and scoops a few back with his big, clumsy paws.
From the hill walks a rainbow of scales and feathers. Meet Pippa, the new neighbor. She has a curious smile, bright eyes, and the most cheerful, thunderous roar you've ever heard. When Pippa says hello with a big boom, a few of the den folk jump behind bushes. Their hearts go thump thump because loud noises can be surprising, even when they're friendly.
Topsy tiptoes forward, tiny voice and brave knees. Hello? I'm Topsy. We live here. The rocks echo it back like someone singing across a canyon, and for a moment, everyone looks wide-eyed.
Pippa's eyes sparkle. Oh, I'm Pippa. I'm new here. She gives another friendly roar, this time softer, a hello hum that wraps the trees in a warm blanket. Sorry if I surprised you, she says. Sometimes I don't know how loud I'll be.
The friends have a little puzzle. They want to meet Pippa, but the big roar makes talking tricky. So they try different ideas. Lincoln cups his tiny hands over his ears and listens to how the sound changes. London hums a quiet song to remind everyone to breathe. Mama T-Rex lays down a soft blanket so they can all feel safe and sit together.
Rexy thumps his tail. One hard thump, pause, two soft thumps, to make a little rhythm. Pippa tilts her head and tries to copy it with a gentle hum. Soon the big roars begin to fit into a beat they can share.
Tank, still brushing popcorn from his scales, holds up a simple picture sign, an ear for listening, a paw for taking turns. Pippa reads it, nods, and practices a quiet hum. At first it sounds like a tiny drum, then a lullaby, and everyone giggles because it reminds them of a hummingbird with a happy tummy.
There's a silly moment when Pippa tries to whisper, and it comes out like a soft drum roll that tickles everyone's toes. Topsy giggles so hard her tail wiggles, and Rexy's hat sails away and lands on Mama T-Rex's head like a surprised little mushroom.
As the day goes on, the friends discover something wonderful. Pippa's big roar can be helpful. When a gray cloud tiptoes over the hill and the rain begins to whisper, Pippa gives a clear, steady call. Heads up, rain's coming. And everyone scrambles to cover their snacks with a laugh. Later, in a game of hide-and-seek, Pippa lets out a soft, cheering roar that rings like little bells. It helps Topsy find Lincoln tucked in a leaf, and it makes everyone clap and dance. A big sound became a happy sound.
At sunset, Pippa hums a low, cozy note that rolls through the den like warm honey. Even the crickets hush to listen. The big roar can be gentle, comforting, and full of love.
Shh!
The discovery grew little by little, like a seed becoming a bright flower. Who did what? Lincoln cupped his ears. London hummed a tiny song. Tank made a picture sign. And Rexy tapped a gentle rhythm. Which one would you try if a new friend arrived?
And here's something kind and true. Jesus welcomed people the way Topsy waved hello to Pippa. Open hands, a warm smile, and room in the heart. That helps us remember everyone belongs, even when someone seems different at first.
Before bed, the friends whisper a little promise together. We'll try to listen, take turns, and be kind when someone is different. They say it, and it tastes like warm berries, sweet and hopeful.
Now, I have two quick questions for you. Have you ever met someone who seemed different at first? How did you say hello? Talk with a parent or teacher about one small way you can welcome someone this week. Maybe a sign, a shared snack, or a little song.
Tiny, brave choices can grow big friendships, just like one friendly roar that became a comfort, a warning, and a cheer.
If you like today's story, tap subscribe so Topsy and friends can bring more adventures to your den. Keep wondering, keep growing. Until next time, God bless, little explorer. Thanks for listening.
Today's adventure may be over, but your next one is just beginning. Thanks for joining us in the Dino Den with Topsy and friends. Keep wondering, keep growing, and remember, God loves you more than you can imagine. See you next time in the Dino Den.